Avodah Zarah, Perkei, Mishnah Tes 5:9. In the previous Mishnah, we said that there's no bittul when it comes to a mixture of Yain Nesech and regular wine. That means a combination of Yain Nesech falling into and mixing with the liquid of kosher wine. Our Mishnah is going to say other things that don't have bittul, that aren't, you know, annulled and their status isn't removed, and a mixture that includes them is forbidden. But don't get confused. This Mishnah is something which is a different kind of mixture. The mixture we had in the previous Mishnah is what's called the lach balach mixture. That means literally means kind of liquids mixing together. The idea is that that things are combining, their tastes are spreading or commingling. As opposed to our Mishnah here, Mishnah Tes, is a what's called yavesh b'yavesh mixture. Yavesh b'yavesh means dry with dry. It means things are discrete. They're not mixing together. It's just that you have a set of items, and one of the items in the set is forbidden, and you've lost the identity of which is the forbidden item in the set. So it's not wine falling into wine. It's that you have barrels of wine, and one of the barrels of wine is Yain Nesech, and the other barrels of wine are kosher wine. And the Mishnah will say there are a number of types of things which are not batel, they don't lose their identity, if you have them as a yavish b'yavish mixture combined with other kinds of permitted things of the same kind. Now, midoraisa, if you have yavish b'yavish things, so if you have three wine barrels, one of them is Yain Nesech, and two of them are kosher wine, the rule would be that there's bittel barov, a simple majority, or it's called chad betray, one against two, is enough to annul the minority. So that midoraisa, if you have three barrels and one of them is Yain Nesech, all three of the barrels are essentially permitted because that one loses identity in the other two. And that's the case if you have a tulmin b'mino, it's all the same type of things. That's true on a deraisa level, and it's also true on a derabanan level. And notwithstanding that, there are certain things, the things that are listed in this Mishnah, which have two separate criteria, which combine to make them rabbinically not batel in any amount, even one against 1,000. Those two criteria are, number one, we're talking about things here which are asr bahana. They're not just forbidden items, like a pork chop. They're things which the thing itself, not just is forbidden to eat, but any benefit altogether is forbidden and restricted from it. And second of all, we are talking about things which are dvarim chashuvim, significant things. Most of them are what's called a davar shebaminyan, things which are like counted discrete numbers, are sold by individual units. They're whole large things that are therefore too significant to lose their identity. And I'll kind of give examples as we go along the way. But they, for example, the first case we'll talk about how Yain Nesech isn't batel. We mean here a whole barrel of wine of Yain Nesech, because that whole barrel is significant. Meaning if you have three cups of wine, one of which is Yain Nesech and two of them are kosher wine, and they don't, the liquids don't mix, the cups get mixed up, which is the one that had the forbidden wine, then all three are now permitted. Okay, exactly halacha l'maaseh, how to deal with that, can someone drink all three and so on, that's beyond the scope of this discussion, but in short, three people can now drink those three cups, and they each one be permitted. Okay, but our Mishnah says certain things, because they are asur bahana altogether, no benefit, economic benefits benefit permitted at all from them, and they're significant things. They've reached the status of Dvarim Chashuvim, Dvarim Shebaminyan, and the like. So those things do not become annulled, there's no bittel, and if it's one against 1,000, the whole mixture of 1,000 is forbidden. Okay, so here our Mishnah says inside. Elu asurim v'osrim b'chol shein. The following list of items are things which are forbidden if they get mixed up with others, yavish b'yavish, and they are forbidden in any amount. It's actually machlokus rishonim if we're talking about min b'she'eino mino, things that are different types, but let's just talk about min b'mino, which is how the Mishnah is reading anyway, simple things, where it's kosher wine and not kosher wine, or kosher meat and not kosher meat, and like, it's two of the same things, min b'mino. So then, there's no bittul at all, and here they are. First of all, yain nesech, wine from idolaters, it's forbidden if it's a significant thing, meaning a whole barrel, mixed with the barrels, so one against 1,000, all 1,000 are forbidden. Second of all, Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah here means an actual idol, okay? An idol. So that thing is a significant thing. The person has one idol in the shop, if he's going to get an idol. And therefore, if you have like 1,000 garden gnomes, and one of the garden gnomes actually is an idolatrous, worshipped, icon idol, and the other are just for people decorating people's lawns, and they'll get mixed up. So the mixtures, all of them are forbidden, because Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana, and an individual statue or figurine, whatever it is a darish b'minyan. It's a significant thing, therefore it's not batal. Third, you have va'oros levuvin. This we had back in the beginning of the Masechta in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We talked about a whole hide of an animal where there was a slit in the animal's hide by the heart. That's the lave, levuvin for the heart is, and which indicated that the heart essentially had been taken out through the animal's chest, indicating it was part of animal sacrifice. So the idea is this is a general case of anything which was offered to an animal, excuse me, offered to an avodah zarah, an idol, the whole thing is forbidden, asr b'na. We see that throughout the Masechta. Here we're talking about an animal hide, which clearly indicates that this animal hide was used for avodah zarah, because that's a strange way to have a hole, a slit in the hide. And we're talking about a hide being like a whole pelt, a whole skin, so that's a significant thing, not just a piece of leather, it's a whole thing, and it's a davar chashuv. So if you have one hide that is got the slit by the heart because it was used for idol worship as an offering to an idol, and you have a thousand more which for whatever reason look identical but you know for a fact they weren't used for idol worship, so then the mixture of 1,001, the whole thing is forbidden. Next you have Vishur HaNiskal. Shur HaNiskal literally means the ox that's stoned. The halacha is, that's one of the Targ, one of the halacha is that if an animal kills a human being, a Jew, so then the animal has to like sort of face trial, and if it is convicted, it's actually executed. So if it's an ox, as the Pasuk specifies, so then that ox that had been convicted to die is Asr Bahana. That means even before the ox is killed, okay, if someone would kill it, you know, instead of stoning it, they would slaughter it with a knife and then make barbecue. The meat's forbidden. Here we're talking about the animal, the whole animal itself, you know, kind of gets away, mixed with other kosher animals, you know, then the whole mixture of all animals, 1,001 animals, they're all forbidden because a whole ox is, again, a significant thing. Balei chayim, individual whole animals are considered to be significant. Then you have the egla rufa. The egla rufa, you recall, is the decapitated calf. That was that calf that was brought down to the Nachal Eson, that like wadi where after we find a corpse that we don't know where the killer was, and the elders of the closest to the corpse are the ones who go down to this wadi, they'll call it, and they do this procedure with the Egla Rufa. So the Egla Rufa is Asr Bahana. It's a machlokas, actually, Amoraim, when that Isser kicks in, maybe just when you bring it down to that Nachal Eitzan, it's hard to translate the word as a machlokas, which I don't know what it means, but whatever, the wadi, if it's after it's slaughtered, whatever the case is, once the Isser kicks in, then if it gets mixed up with other things that look like it, other kinds of agalim, other kinds of calves, then the whole mixture of 1,000 calves are all forbidden. Then you have Vitzipori Mitzora. These are the birds that are used to be Mitaher at the conclusion of the Mitzora's process of completing his commitment of being a Mitzora. So the Mitzora, the Mitzora, he has these Nagon, the skin affliction, whatever the story is, he's now a Mitzora. To when it clears up, whatever that means exactly, then part of the procedure for Mitarim is to get two birds, one of them is slaughtered and dipped into the blood of the other one with water, whatever the story is. Those birds are Asr Bahana. It's actually machlokas when the Isser kicks in. Is it when you slaughter the birds or just when you take the birds to be used for this process? If you learn that they're when you take them, the lakichas, then both birds are Asr Bahana. If it's when you slaughter it, then the bird, only one bird actually gets killed, the other one flies away ultimately, and it's just the slaughter birds, Asr Bahana. The point is, if one of those birds, which are Asr Bahana, get mixed up with 1,000 other ones, so then they're all going to be forbidden. Okay, next you have Usar Nazir. The hair, like the from a Nazir. Nazir is someone who committed to, of course, not drink, not eat grape products, not get exposed to corpse tumma, and not cut his hair. At the end of his Nazir's time, whenever that is, he can do for 30 days or for 3 years or whatever, part of the procedure is he cuts off his hair. So we're talking about like a whole ponytail that they cut off of his hair, because the whole ponytail would be significant and would be used in the time of the Mishnah to make sacks, it's like a material. So we're not talking about individual hairs, and those are not significant, but a whole ponytail snipped off is significant. Think of the people who are giving it, to make shetels and donate to, people who have cancer and the like. So that thing is significant. So if that ponytail that's cut off gets mixed up with 100 other ponytails, the whole mixture, they're all forbidden. That's the Nazir's hair. Next you have Ufeter Chamor. The Peter Chamor, that is the firstborn male-issued donkey. You're supposed to redeem it with a sheep, goat, until you do redeem it, the donkey, the firstborn donkey, is forbidden. Asr bahana. So again, if that donkey gets mixed up with the donkeys, the whole 1,000 donkeys are all forbidden. Next, you have ubasr b'chalav, the mixture of meat and milk cooked together. Is an issur d'oraisa. It's also not just to eat it, but to get hanah from it. So if you have that mixture that gets mixed up with, you know, the 1,000 other, you know, impossible burgers and this one regular real meat burger that's with cheese, so then all the mixtures are all forbidden. Because again, like these things, you're talking about something that has to be a portion of basar v'chalav, which is a chatich rulis chabed, a portion that's significant enough that it can't be considered batel, the kind of thing you'd serve to as a single portion to a guest at a meal, let's say, like a whole hamburger or steak or the like. Okay. Then you have v'seir hamishtaleach, the goat that's thrown to Azazel off the cliff on Yom Kippur. This probably shouldn't be here, okay? The Rishonim didn't have this in their list. We do. The Gras said should be taken out, as do others, because it's a discussion if the Seir Mishaleach, if it wouldn't be forbidden until it's thrown off, and once it's thrown off, there's a machlokas with the limbs. If it's Asr Bana, the Gemara ends up saying it's actually Mutter and not Asr Bana once it's thrown off the cliff, and therefore it's just really punished, shouldn't be blown in this list at all. So take it out, and you probably see it in parentheses in your Mishnah there. Next, you have v'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, regular non-sacrificial meat or animals that were slaughtered in the temple courtyard. That's a no-no, and the meat becomes asr bahana if you do slaughter just a regular cow in the temple courtyard. So the idea is, again, if you have a portion of meat, which is ruy l'schabed, significant enough as a portion, so then if it gets mixed with other meats, since it's asr bahana, and it can't be batel because it's significant, so therefore it's in any amount forbidden. All those things, says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Asurin V'Osurin B'Kolshen. All these things, if they get mixed up in the set and you lose their identity, which one was the prohibited one, the whole set becomes forbidden. This is repetitious. We said that in the beginning of the Mishnah. Why is it saying it again here? It's to emphasize that you need to have both criteria. If you have, let's say, something which is Asur Bahana, let's say like Chametz on Pesach, but a small amount, a little piece of bread, that's not a significant portion, so it could be Batol again, Barov. Or if it's something which is too significant to be bought, like let's say a full steak, but it's a steak of like a pork chop. So the pork chops are usher to eat, but they're not usher bahana. So although it's not batel because it's a whole pork chop, still, if it gets mixed with other pork chops, then the mixture becomes other meat that looks like pork chops, whatever it is, then you can have a bittel.